If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 30th year, with your host, as you heard, Pierre Wolf. We have a very special guest today. Her name, Corinne Trang. No stranger to America's Dining, but it's been a while. Hello, Corinne. Welcome.
Hi, Pierre. How are you? It's great to be back.
Thank you very much for putting all that on Facebook. I just saw it a few moments ago when I checked for new email. Thanks very much. I hope your friends are listening.
You're welcome.
Corinne, it's been a while since you've been on my show. A little background with your Chinese roots and family. Would you do that, please?
Sure. Well, I've just recently published book number 9 for the American Diabetes Association called Switch It Up, A Fresh Take on Quick and Easy Diabetes-Friendly Recipes for Balanced Life. And before that, I had written 8 Asian cookbooks. I've been writing for well over 20 years now. Time flies. And I was an editor at Sever Magazine way back when it first started. I was a test kitchen director for the publication, and the producing editor. And I then went on to start writing my own cookbooks. And like I said, I'm up to number 9 now, and I'm working on another book.
Corinne, you have to send me something about the Asian book, and we can do another show about that.
Sure.
You have my mailing address.
You should have a copy of Switch It Up by now.
Which one?
Switch It Up. My latest one, the one I just got published in February with the American Diabetes Association.
I don't know whether I have that. Make sure they send
I'll
it.
I'll have to make sure you do.
That's it.
It's
so
fun
we
recipes.
Can do it now.
In fact, it's a short list of recipes, but the fun thing about this particular book is that I also give tips on how to pair various recipes so that the meals, everyday meals are interesting, because people have always asked me, what do I cook with, what do I serve with salmon, or what do I serve with, chicken or whatever. So what I did in this last book is to actually give pairings. So you have 50 basic recipes, core recipes, and ideas, and just really dozens and dozens and dozens of ideas on how to pair them together, combine them so that you have a 3-course meal that's also very easy to put together in less than 30 minutes. So you have dinner on the table in less than 30 minutes, which, today should be something that people look forward to, since everybody's always so busy.
Now then, you are the owner of a tea company called Liquid Gold Tea. Now,
yes.
China
My latest endeavor.
Your latest endeavor. China is well known for tea, aren't they, the Chinese?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's where the actual plant originates, tea, which is Camellia sinensis. It's just fascinating to me that, you know, that's where it originated south. That's where it was discovered. And then, of course, it spread throughout Asia. And then, you know, until it got to the West through the English, who really, you know, have come to really love the beverage. It is the second most, enjoyed beverage in the world after water. So tea is here to stay for sure. But yeah, China is where it originates. And what's fascinating to me is that from this single plant, you have hundreds of different types of teas. You have white teas, green teas, yellow teas, red teas, black teas, fermented teas, post-fermented teas, raw aged vintage teas. I mean, it's incredible. But seven main categories, all coming from this, you know, single plant. It's also important to note that tea is very specific, and what we refer to as herbal teas here in the West are not actual teas, but more tisanes. So that mint is not an herbal tea. Mint is a tisane. Chamomile is a tisane. It's not an actual herbal mint, an herbal infusion. It is a tisane. It's not an herbal tea per se. So tea is a very specific plant.
Let me ask you about your travel. Any travel abroad recently or in the past that you would like to share with my international audience here on Biz Talk Radio's America's Dining and Travel Guide? Corinne, I'm in my 30th year of this particular show, America's Dining. Can you believe
and
that?
And I have to congratulate you. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Bravo, Pierre.
So where you been recently, abroad, I'm talking about?
Abroad, recently I haven't. The last trip I made was in 2013 and 14. I haven't traveled. Have I traveled abroad? I forget, but Fiji, Brazil, and Macau were the last three trips I made abroad, and they were just incredible. Brazil, for me, was one of the most beautiful trips I made, and that's, I was in the canyons in the south, and it was just incredible. Just the vegetation there was amazing. The culture, the whole culture, it was just incredible. And I got to drink a lot of mate, you know, that beautiful other green drink, mate, which is also delicious, and it's also a caffeinated drink, by the way,
right.
Like tea and caffeine, and it's just absolutely delicious. Maybe an acquired taste for Westerners who really don't tend to gravitate towards bitter notes, but mostly sweet notes. That may be a bit of a challenge, but it's a great drink as well. And I found that tea actually is amazing in that it has so many different flavor profiles that you always have a tea that's good for, you know, that pleases someone's palate, because you have sweet notes, savory notes, you know, grassy notes. I mean, you have all sorts of, you have a wide spectrum of flavor notes and mouthfeels, just like wine. I mean, tea is defined by the terroir. It comes from. So climate has a lot to do with it. Soil has a lot to do with it, with the way, you know, with the outcome of a tea, its flavor, its texture, its, you know, all these different complexities that you find in tea, you also find in wine. So, you know, tea makes for a great food pairing also. Tea and food pairings are amazing. In fact, I did one with, I don't know if you've had Susanna Fu on the show, but Susanna Fu is, wonderful chef in Philadelphia, with whom I had the honor of doing a food and tea pairing event at her restaurant. She's also a cookbook author, and it was just really very well attended and enjoyed. And so that was, you know, one of the highlights of last month, my schedule last month, and just. Yesterday, I was at the American Diabetes Association presenting on, healthy food ways for, and promoting Switch It Up, my latest cookbook. So I've been doing a lot with tea and fruit pairings lately, you know, and continuing my path onto the health and wellness sector and just really trying to get people to see food in a different way, food and, you know, beverage in a different way.
Is there a particular way that tea ought to be immersed into whatever a cup or a...
Yes. So how to prepare tea? So if you look at the Western tradition of creating a teacup, I mean, you have, you know, it's a 3 minute steep, whereas in the traditional Chinese Gong Fu method, Gong Fu, you know, like the word Kung Fu, meaning to master something, okay? So Gong Fu Cha, mastering the art of tea, you know, loosely translated as that, or preparing tea with great skill. It's where you have beautiful quality leaves that are literally steeped for seconds at a time. And so what happens is when you use quality tea leaves like that and not tea in a bag, you can actually experience multiple steeps. And what happens when you're experiencing...
Hold that thought
multiple...
for a moment. We're nearing a break. Corinne Trang with a new company, Liquid Gold Tea Company. She and I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide for 30 years. We'll return in just a few moments, only here on Biz Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit hever.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone, listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. For the last 30 years, we've been together, that great audience all over the world in that beautiful land called the United States of America. My special guest, and she is special, just like the tea she talks about is special, Corinne Trang, with a new company called Liquid Gold Tea. We were talking about immersing either loose leaves or tea bags into a cup or into a kettle. Any difference? Anything they need to know about that, Corinne?
Absolutely. There's a huge difference between, you know, teas that come in a tea bag versus loose leaf tea, quality loose leaf tea. So when you're cupping loose leaf tea, so, you know, they're handcrafted from beginning to end. It's, you know, they're very special leaves, and you don't want to necessarily pour boiling water on them. And you don't want to steep them for minutes at a time because it would render the brew way too strong. So in the traditional Chinese Gong Fu method, you know, to steep tea with skill, you would steep the leaves just for seconds at a time, and you might experience, you know, a lot of different steeps from the same leaves. So using the same leaves, you might experience anywhere from 5 to 9 steeps. And if you're dealing with, you know, aged teas, you might have even experienced 15 steeps. Who knows? But that's what you do when you're investing in beautiful quality loose leaf teas. What happens is you're releasing the energy of the tea ever so slowly over each steep. And what happens is that you maintain a beautiful kind of energy throughout the day. So unlike coffee, where you experience a quick high and a quick low, quick crash, with tea, it's more of a sustained energy, which is probably why in Chinese herbal medicine, tea is one of the most important, you know, herbs on the menu, because it's one of those, you know, beverages that you can actually drink without an adverse effect, provided that you prepare the tea leaves properly. And again, that would be, you know, over a few seconds as opposed to a few minutes. Tea bags are not of the same quality, obviously. A lot of times, you know, the tea bags provide you with crushed leaves, almost like a dusting of leaves. So it's a very, very different product. And a lot of tea bags, I mean, even though, you know, you have now green teas, which is very popular, a lot of tea bags, you know, provide you with black tea, basically. What we call here in the West, black tea, which is actually red tea. It gives you a red hue you know, in terms of the brew, when you're steeping the tea, you see the color of the water changing. With green tea, with true green tea, you will actually have a beautiful, clear, what we call soup, that is, you know, that has a beautiful green hue to it and sometimes light yellow. And then as you get into teas that are more darkly roasted and, you know, fully fermented, fully oxidized, you'll find that the teas, you know, have a beautiful dark orange color, still clear, but, you know, very different, you know, like an amber, honey, you know, honey kind of color. So the more roasted the tea, the darker it is in terms of, you know, the actual soup that you're drinking. And oftentimes with tea bags, you'll find that the color of the tea doesn't change as much as it might if you were to use really top quality loose leaf tea.
Now then, you have written 9 books total. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
And mention some of the titles of previous books that you have written that might be of interest to our listeners. And where
really
they are available on Amazon,
sure,
or elsewhere.
Well, they're always available on Amazon. So what I would say is, because it's grilling season, I would definitely recommend getting a copy of The Asian Grill. And also, you know, The Essentials of Asian Cuisine, which is my big tome, that one where I talk about 8 different Asian cuisines and trace them back to their ancient Chinese roots, that particular book is also available paperback on Amazon, The Essentials of Asian Cuisine. And it's a great reference book, I would say. And, you know, typically chefs like that book, but I think that for the home cook who really wants to know more about Asian cooking and how it evolved over time, and how, you know, how they are similar yet very different, you know, that's a great book to have on hand to refer to. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of research was done for that specific book. And in fact, the book that I am working on right now, which is on the subject of tea, uses the structure, the architecture that I used for writing The Essentials of Asian Cuisine. So it's going to be a big book. What else is available? Well, Switch It Up, my new book, is great. And whether you have, you know, you have diabetes or not, it doesn't really matter. It's a great book for anyone because it's healthy. But it's also very delicious, and it has recipes like guacamole, except with an Asian twist. So if you like spicy miso, you know, miso-infused guacamole, you know, it's another interesting way of having, you know, a Mexican classic, except with that Asian twist. And I serve it with endive leaves. So, you know, with the warm weather coming around, I mean, we're hitting 90 degrees in New York City. And just last week, we were in the 50s still. Now we've got 90 degrees, and I'm thinking guacamole with endive leaves instead of chips, you know, making it much lighter. Also pan-seared scallops with, you know, a beautiful basil hummus. So there's a lot, and I'm also using zucchini. Zucchini, you know, is a beautiful thing to have during the summer. I love it grilled, but I also love zucchini raw. And in Switch It Up, you know, in this latest cookbook, I have shredded the zucchini raw, and I'm serving it raw. I'm seasoning it with soy sauce and sesame oil, adding some sliced prunes or any fruit that you want to make it, you know, a really nice light either side dish or salad to start with. You know, just really a great, really a great small book to have on hand. Let's see, what else? Vietnamese, my first cookbook, Authentic Vietnamese Cooking, Food from the Family Table. That's also available on Amazon. And
which ones
book,
did you, Corinne, which book did you and I discuss on America's Dining previously?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I have to tell you, you've been on the air for over 30 years, and you and I have been on the air for 17 years. Of those 30 years.
You're going to be sure. listen, Corinne, be sure and send me the new book and also a couple of your favorite previous books published so we can do the show again, okay?
Absolutely. But
I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
I wish you well with Liquid Gold Tea, the new company, and switch it up with a new book. That's Corinne Frank, and none like her. Thank you for being here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. All of you, don't go away. Much more to come on Biz Talk Radio. That's how you can listen all over the world.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday for 2 hours here on Biz Talk Radio. Tell a friend to go online, biztalkradio.com, and there we are, 2 hours each and every Sunday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. In the mountain range, it would be 1 to 3. Our special guest is Mr. John O. Tepper, who is joining me for the second time. He is a good friend of my grandson, who is Christopher Herman. Hello, Jono.
Hello, Pierre. How are you?
I have a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me?
No, hardly at all.
I'm sorry. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there we are. This is better.
Perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
You were on my show previously. Let's just remind the listener what we talked about then, about your travel. But before we do this, were you born in the beautiful state of Colorado?
Yes, sir, I was. Yep.
Tell me, what do you love about Colorado in particular when it goes to travel and exciting sights and places? Jono?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I think the great thing about Colorado is that it never ceases to amaze you in terms of new cities and new locations you can explore. I mean, I was just, it wasn't too far out of the city, but in Parker for an event up there, and it was just amazing to see, you know, just outside of Denver, how much other cities can offer you, and it's just endless in terms of Colorado.
I really agree that in early days, when I first arrived, I was amazed at what Colorado has to offer. The Food and Wine Festival we attended in Aspen, that famous city for not only skiing but also beautiful music, the music festival, just a great place, Vail and the Steamboat Springs and the national parks. Isn't it a beautiful state? I wouldn't have changed it for anything when I arrived here many years ago. Do you agree with that, Jono?
Yes, I would absolutely agree with you. I'm just lucky to be born here.
Right, we are lucky. It's getting a little crowded on the streets, but we have to put up with that. So, where have you been recently? I understand you went to Mexico. Is it Cabo San Lucas?
Yes, sir. Yep, I was there for a week.
Well, you tell me what we could do for 1 week in Cabo San Lucas. Go ahead, John.
Mainly it's beach activities, water activities. It's a big peninsula where you can do lots of fishing, deep-sea fishing, water skiing. Unfortunately, I didn't get to partake in any of that. It was primarily a pick my feet up and kind of hang out on the beach trip for me. But it's famous for a lot of its fishing and water skiing activities.
Yeah, I've been there a number of times and did just what you said was available, and we went with other people out deep sea fishing and laid on the beach, and it's just beautiful. How about the food in Cabo? Anything that you remember that you enjoyed a lot, Jono?
Yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed eating the seafood down there. It's straight from the source and into the kitchen and onto a plate, so it's not much better than that.
It's wonderful. You know, Mexico has a lot to offer. And how many hours is it from Denver to Cabo?
It's about 4 hours.
About 4 hours straight flight, right?
Yeah, I took a connection flight, but I would imagine it'd be just under four with a direct flight.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Now, what do you assume and insist that are some of the absolutely favorite places here in Colorado to you, and what activities would take place there? Donald?
Well, for me personally, I'm a real big skier. I'm always constantly trying to find new resorts to go to, and just recently this winter I expanded getting off the Front Range a little bit, and I skied Crested Butte for the first time, and that was a wonderful weekend with lots of snow and good times. So that's all I need, really.
Does my grandson, I don't remember, does Christopher Herman also ski?
Yes, he does. He's not as big into it. We're trying to convince him slowly but surely.
Trying to convince him. What are you occupied with during the week? Are you working for a company, Jono?
Right now I'm on a campaign. I'm working on a campaign for a man named Noel Ginsberg. He's running for governor in 2018.
I see. What's the name again? I didn't get it.
His name is Noel Ginsberg.
Oh, Noel Ginsberg. Yeah, I heard him.
Yep, he's a famous businessman, Denver born and raised, and he's also started many nonprofits and is heavily focused on education in the state of Colorado.
I got to have him on Biz Talk Radio sometime, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe we can arrange that and see what his background is and why he should be the governor of the state. Mr. Hickenlooper
Absolutely.
Has been on my show before. He's the current governor of Colorado, and I must tell you, I just love the state, and I mentioned that earlier, and I had a choice to go different places, but never did do so. And when my sister first insisted that I come here, I did and never left. It is just an amazing state, and unfortunately, it is growing with more incoming people that settle in our beautiful state of Colorado. Now then, let's talk about some other travel that you have undertaken and enjoyed and discovered in your lifetime. Where else have you been, Jono?
Yeah. So I, after completing my degree up at CU Boulder, I traveled for 8 months, spent most of my time in New Zealand. And then, as we spoke about in the previous show, I bounced around Southeast Asia, primarily Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Laos and Cambodia.
You know, you mentioned New Zealand, did you not?
Yep.
And to me, it is one of the most friendly country as far as inhabitant citizens of New Zealand. It is a fabulous place. People from time, when they visit Australia, they fail to take a couple or 3 hours to fly over to New Zealand and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful country. Don't you agree? The people are outstandingly friendly, and the country has a lot to offer, from skiing to the beach. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It's a wonderful place with wonderful people that are curious about, you know, where you come from and what your interests are in coming to New Zealand, and they love to show you around and explore because they're very prideful of their country.
Did you ever visit the capital city?
Yep, I did. Yes, Wellington.
Yeah. And what would you discover there, Wellington?
Outside of it being extremely windy, it's a very hip and young city. I enjoy it a lot.
It's hip. That's a word I don't use often.
It's very hip. There's lots of there's a lot of influx of youth there and pop culture, and it's a fun place to bounce around for sure.
You betcha. And as I said, people forget about New Zealand so easily, and they shouldn't. Now, what memories do you have from Asian trips? Donald?
Well, a lot. one in particular was northern Thailand was somewhere that I absolutely enjoyed the most. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful up there and very peaceful, and I ended up spending some time in the jungle with some elephants, which was extremely memorable.
Let's hold that thought for just a moment, Jono. The elephant private reserve, we will talk about Jono Tepper. He is from Denver, Colorado, and a good friend of my grandson, Christopher Herman. And I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. And we will return with more of Thailand and Cambodia and so forth with none other than Jono Tepper. I'm Pierre Wolf, returning in just a moment with my special guest.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
We're very pleased to have Mr. John O'Tepper, who has been visiting not only places in his beloved Colorado, but he went to Thailand and mentioned earlier Elephant Jungle Sanctuary. And that's something that we did not discuss. How did you ever find that in Thailand, and whereabouts is it in geographical location of that land? Jono?
So it's in northern Thailand in the city of Chiang Mai. And it's a very, very customary thing for travelers and tourists to do is to spend a day with the elephants, and you feed them and bathe them and mainly just spend a day in the jungle with them.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you ride an elephant also? Is that possible?
Well, so the thing about this sanctuary is it has followed a continuing mission of rescuing elephants that used to ride, and it's not sustainable for them or healthy for them long term. And so they rescue them and they rehabilitate them, and then now they are non-riding camps.
Now, the country of Thailand, particularly the capital, Bangkok, have you visited there also?
Yes, sir.
What did you find there?
Yep. It is hectic.
Yeah, to say the least. The traffic is worse than the one here in Denver and Colorado, which is bad enough.
Yeah, right? If Denver continues to grow, it'll be similar to Bangkok for sure.
Yeah, but there's a wonderful museum and there are good restaurants. Do you remember any of the food from Thailand?
Yeah, of course. I remember I primarily stuck to Pad Thai, which is what I knew, and it didn't disappoint me.
What is it all about? Can you explain, John?
It's primarily just noodles with different spices and ingredients with shrimp. And I even had one that was wrapped inside of an egg, and that was one of the more famous pad Thai restaurants in Thailand. And it was worth the wait. It was about a wait of 35 minutes just to get a plate, but it was amazing.
Now, my wife and I went and visited the sister city in Japan. Have you ever traveled to that country, John O'Tepper?
Yes, yeah. I on my way out of Southeast Asia, I decided to board a flight from Bangkok to Tokyo. And I spent just a brief time there and just walked around and just tried to experience as much as I could just for a few days. And it was amazing. I wish I could spend more time there.
You should have. It is a very interesting country. And we went into the highlands and visited our sister city. And it was an amazing event with our mayor, Kerrigan, many years ago. And we will never forget the marvelous reception and the cordiality of the people. When you travel abroad, is culture a big thing for you to discover for each country that you have traveled to, Jono?
Absolutely. And that's how we do it, by not staying in, you know, luxurious hotels to stay and hostels and places where you can meet other travelers and they have suggestions and recommendations, and that's when you are meeting the locals and you're going to more dive restaurants. It's definitely the way to do it, in my opinion.
You know, Takayama was the small little city in the Hida mountain range, and we traveled with a group of roughly 30 people with our mayor, Kerrigan, at the time, and many socialized from the city of Denver. And the cordiality and the welcoming made the mayor of Takayama come all the way to Tokyo to greet us, would you believe, at the airport. And once we were cleared to get on our train to travel to Takayama into the mountains, he, the mayor, made us learn the song that depicts that little town, of small town of 5,000. 5,000 there is very small. And all of us had to sing Takayama. And I don't want to sing it now. But we traveled along, and the driver and the mayor of the town of Takayama taught us the words and the melody. And once we had a special dinner in Takayama, and besides, the whole town of 5,000 actually turned out to greet us, and we marched between two lines of the citizens, marching and greeting and saluting the citizen who in return, of course, greeted us. And during the dinner, we were asked to get on the stage, all of us 30, to sing that famous song that I just gave a couple of tunes to. Isn't that amazing what you can learn when you travel, Jono?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's an incredible story.
Now, what about Cambodia? Now, I don't remember much about it. Did you spend any time there?
Yes. Yep. I spent just about a week there.
Can you remember some of the highlights of your visit to Cambodia?
And yeah, what is it?
What is the capital city? I forgot.
Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh. Yes, right. Did you spend time there, or did you get outside?
1 minute. It was brief. I spent the majority of my time in Siem Reap, which is the famous city with Angkor Wat.
I see. Well, I want to tell you, it's always a pleasure to have Mr. John O'Tepper on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Be well, and say hello to my grandson, Christopher Herman. And I hope to see you soon again here in that beautiful city of Denver. Thank you, and enjoy the weekend. And all of you out there, don't go away, because second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, is straight ahead. A bientôt. I see you soon again. Right here on Biz Talk Radio. Be well.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.